Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Moberg, and what you are listening to is the South Beach Chamber Ensemble of Miami, Florida. South Beach up north this weekend, they're making their annual sojourn to their home of Wausau, at least Michael Andrews' home. Leader and cellist Michael Andrews once again performing live today on Wisconsin Public Radio on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. And then, after you listen for the next hour, you can catch the ensemble in two free concerts this Saturday evening, August 1st at 6 p.m. at the Yawkey House Museum. That's 403 McIndo Street, downtown Wausau. And then the following Sunday, August 2nd at noon at the Lee Yawkey Woodson Art Museum. This is the fourth year for South Beach Up North, and it is the fourth year we at Wisconsin Public Radio have had the pleasure of featuring the South Beach Chamber Ensemble live on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're going to hear a lot of fine music in the next hour as Michael and his group have crowded two violins, a viola, and a cello into our rather cramped and crowded studio here at UW Marathon County. We'll also be hearing some conversation with Michael and his group of talented musicians. Sarah Schreffler on violin, Robert Schubert on violin, Matt Mikulik on viola. Also with us today, though not performing, Cindy Blandino on double bass, Pamela Marshall, a Boston-based composer. We'll be hearing her quintet based on the poems of Carlos Pintado, and Carlos is also with us today. Now, we may even have a chance to get to some of your phone calls. If you'd like to call in, our lines are open at 261-6371. That's 261-6371. Or if you're outside the Wausau area, toll-free at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Michael, it doesn't seem like a year has gone by, but it has, hasn't it?
It really has, and we're so happy to be here.
We're happy to have you here. I've got to say, this is really probably my favorite Route 51 program that we do every year. This is the fourth consecutive year that we've done it, and the fourth consecutive year that you've brought chamber music to the Wausau area. Why did you feel that this region that you grew up in, was ripe for this kind of an experiment?
Well, I grew up here. I went to high school here, and my family is here, and you know, Wausau is a wonderful town, and there's a lot of different kinds of music in the summer, a lot of free concerts on the square and in the clouds and other places in the garden at the Woodson Museum, but there's no chamber music. And we think, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble thinks that chamber music is really important and special and wonderful. And we want to have everybody perform, or that we perform with, be able to have venues to perform, and we're doing really great music this weekend.
Now, you asked me to read the list of sponsors, and it's rather lengthy, so I'm going to get it out of the way right now. The project South Beach Up North, the funds provided through the Community Arts Grant Program of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, with funds provided by the Wisconsin Arts Board, a state agency, also the Community Foundation, the B.A. and Esther Greenheck Foundation, also by City Pages, Everest Inn, Families First, First Universalist Unitarian Church, Inovient, am I pronouncing that
right?
That's
correct.
Boy.
They're a new corporate sponsor. We're really happy to have them.
The Lodge at Cedar Creek, the Marathon County Historical Society, Ministry Healthcare, the Performing Arts Foundation, St. John the Baptist Episcopal Church, UW Marathon County, Wausau Conservatory of Music, the Wausau Daily Herald, Wisconsin Public Radio, and, of course, the Woodson Art Museum. So just this list of sponsors, you've got the whole community behind you.
We do, and we would love more support from individuals and other corporations. And it's always challenging, especially in this economy, to pull this off, since these are free concerts. So anybody that's out there who would love to come to our concerts and give us a check, we'd be happy to take it.
Well, there you go. There you go. A little shameless self-promotion. And again, these concerts this weekend, outdoors?
The one on Saturday is outdoors, and we're hoping for good weather. It'll be outdoors in the Yawkey House Garden. And if you've never been there, it is a wonderful garden, beautiful plantings and a grape arbor, and it'll be a different concert because it will be we're doing this great piece by George Onslow, who's a French composer from the Beethoven's era. But then we're going to be ending up with George Gershwin and Cole Porter and Leroy Anderson and some really great tangos.
And Michael, you know, you were mentioning how popular outdoor music is in the Wausau area, and that goes for really all kinds of music. I ran into you at the Woodson Museum when Janet Planet and her jazz band were performing. I couldn't believe the crowd for that.
It was really amazing.
There must have been 3,000 people.
It was really wonderful. It was really satisfying to see so many people enjoying music. And we're hoping we get that kind of crowd for our kind of music because we play really great music and more people should hear us.
And you're not just playing the traditional centuries-old classical music. You're playing some rather contemporary standards this
time around. Yeah, it's really great this year because Pamela Marshall is a Boston composer, and you'll be hearing a little bit from her later. But I met her at Chamber Music America Conference in New York over cocktails, and she said, I have a string quartet. So we played her string quartet, and then we got funding this past year in Miami-Dade County to commission a new work from her. And she wanted to be inspired by poetry, and I said, well, it has to be Cuban poetry in Miami. And we found a Cuban poet who happened to live two blocks from my house, and Carlos Pintado is a wonderful award-winning poet. And so it's really a pleasure to have both of them here this weekend for our concert on Sunday at the Woodson Art Museum. We'll be doing the Midwest premiere of Quinteto sobre los Poemas de Carlos Pintado, which is the quintet on the poems of Carlos Pintado. And Carlos will be reading his poetry there, too.
We'll be hearing from Carlos a little bit later this afternoon, but I think we've talked enough for right now anyway, Michael.
Great.
Let's hear some music.
Well, we're going to be playing a couple of Gershwin pieces right now, and these will be the ones you'll hear on Saturday. This is Embraceable You.
Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. That's Michael on cello, also Sarah Schreffler on violin, Robert Schubert on violin, and Matt Mikulik on viola. Matt, am I pronouncing your name right?
It's fine.
It's something I tend to butcher every year at this time.
It's fine. It's great to be back.
Let's take a break right now, and then let's bring Carlos in and hear some of that poetry. And again, we'd like to hear from you. If you're listening to us right now, give us a call at 261-6371, 261-6371, or 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. I'm Glenn Mobrick. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio, and we've got the South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Wausau studio. Hope to hear from you soon.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from UMR, providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
And again, we've got Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. With us, a cello, two violins, and a viola, all in a space that's barely bigger than your typical executive walk-in closet, and it sounds great. Michael, we've got Carlos Pintada here, and we've also got composer Pamela Marshall. And Pamela, why don't we hear from you first? Why don't you tell us about the piece that you composed and that we're going to be hearing for the first time this weekend?
Well, it it turned out to be a very large piece. It's a four-movement piece. Each movement is based on a separate poem by Carlos. When Michael and I discussed basing this piece on poetry, I started out on a research project looking for some Spanish poetry. I don't really speak Spanish, but I like to study Spanish. And so poetry is a great way to get a small dose of a foreign language.
How do you translate Spanish words, a poem, into music? How does that cycle of inspiration work for you?
There's a number of techniques I use. One is to just read the words and keep the rhythms of the words in mind, constructing a melody as if I was going to set it for a voice, and that becomes the core motive of the movement or mm-hmm. of a section. Another thing is just to immerse myself in the mood of the poem and try to sound painting to recreate the feeling of the poem. In these pieces, I do both of those.
And I guess that's not that different from what folk musicians or pop musicians do. They take the lyrics, and the lyrics have a certain musical quality to them, and they often base the melody around those lyrics.
That's right.
Well, let's hear from Carlos. Carlos Pintada, the poet who is the inspiration for Pamela's quintet. And Carlos, again, you got to kind of bend over and get close to the microphone. We've got six people in this room, and we've got four musicians and three mics. So we're making it happen.
The colors out of space, Lovecraft. I wonder where the colors come from, who come for black to the night. What blue, purple, or gold the bird shines upon in its flight to the sunset of splendors. How dismal and absurd the harshness that gives white to the white. Who prefers not to know these things? Perhaps a mysterious god wants to deny the flowers of a red already dreamed blood and wine, or of the blue that from the ocean knows the destiny of the sky and earth, who dreams of the star without silver, pure and beautiful. And what color is it that has gone into the past, to death or oblivion?
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Wonderful. Was that written initially in English?
Actually, it was written in Spanish.
Can we hear a little bit of it in Spanish? I know you don't have it written in front of you, and I'm putting you on the spot.
I do have it. Los colores del espacio. Pienso de dónde vienen los colores. Quién a la noche el negro le confiere. Qué azul, púrpura u oro el ave hiere en su vuelo al ocaso de esplendores. Qué tétricos y absurdos los rigores que ofrecen blanco al blanco. ¿Quién prefiere no saber estas cosas? Tal vez quiere un misterioso dios negar las flores de un rojo ya soñado, sangre o vino, o al azul que del mar sabe el destino del cielo y de la tierra. ¿Quién la estrella sueña sino de plata pura y bella? ¿Y qué color tendrá lo que se ha ido? ¿Al pasado, a la muerte o al olvido?
I got the meaning when I heard it in English, and I got the music when I heard it in Spanish.
Oh, good.
Carlos, thank you so
much.
Carlos Pintada, a poet whose poetry is the basis of a quintet performed composed by Boston-based Pamela Marshall. And again, Michael Andrews, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, will be helping to debut this work.
This will be the premiere in the Midwest on Sunday at noon. And we're also doing a piece by Paul Schoenfeld called Cafe Music. It's a a piano trio. So this is a very unusual program because we're playing the music, first of all, of two Americans and two Americans that are living. So it's really a special program, and it's really exciting.
And if you just joined us, our special guests on Route 51, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, they're performing two free concerts this weekend, Saturday evening, 6 p.m. at the Yawkey House Museum in downtown Wausau, then Sunday at noon when you'll be able to hear that Pamela Marshall composition at the Lee Yawkey Woodson Art Museum, Franklin and 12th Streets, up on the hill on the east side. Michael, what have we got on the musical agenda next?
Well, we're going to continue with George Gershwin, who, you know, is a wonderful American composer. He wrote some really great songs, and this is Someone to Watch Over Me.
I'm a little lamb who's lost in the woods. Oh, how I wish I had someone to watch over me. He is an amazing composer.
He's really great. We love his music. And you know, people come to our concerts and sometimes they expect sort of dull classical music, but we really play wonderful modern music like by Pamela Marshall and tangos and all kinds of American songs also.
Now, this again, Michael, is the fourth year that you brought the South Beach Chamber Ensemble up north, as we say, into the Wausau area.
It's true, yeah.
This is our fourth year. It keeps growing, doesn't it?
It's really special this year, bringing a poet and a composer to Wausau. I'm hoping everybody will come to both concerts because it's really exciting. When was the last time a Cuban poet and a Boston composer were in town together with a great chamber ensemble?
And how is the South Beach Chamber Ensemble traveling these days? Is this really your big trip, or are you taking other sojourns around?
This is our big trip this year. You know, everybody's been affected by the economy, and one of the first things to go for the state of Florida was the International Cultural Exchange grants. So our last trip to Brazil and Argentina was in 2007, but we are hopeful that some way or another, we'll get back to doing some international traveling. But we love coming to Wausau.
Well, I'll tell you what, Michael. We've got a news break coming up in about 3 minutes. Why don't we get into a piece and we'll kind of walk up to the afternoon's news with a musical interlude, and then we'll catch you back on the other side, as they say.
We'd love to play Blue Tango by Leroy Anderson.
Michael Andrews, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Thank you.
We are back on Route 51, Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. I'm Glenn Moberg, our very special guest today. We do this once every year. It's the South Beach Chamber Ensemble with its leader and cellist Michael Andrews, Sarah Schreffler on violin, Robert Schubert on violin, and Matt Michalik on viola. Also, we heard from, we've got bassist Cindy Blandino here. We haven't heard from her yet, have we? All right, we'll try to get her in a little bit later because, she's saying no, but we'll see if we can talk her into it. What we couldn't do is we couldn't fit her double bass into our rather cramped and crowded, but yet friendly, kind of like Wrigley Field, the friendly confines of our Wisconsin Public Radio studio. We do have a violin, another violin, a cello, and a viola. And last part of the show, we also heard from composer Pamela Marshall and poet Carlos Pintado. We'll be hearing some more music from South Beach in the next half hour. We want to hear from you. If you appreciate what Michael Andrews does, bringing this group up every year to perform these free concerts, give us a call. If you appreciate the fact that chamber ensemble music is something that's available to us and available us free of charge in the Wausau area. Here are the phone numbers, 261-6371, 261-6371, or 1-800-780-9742. That's 780-9742. And again, those concerts, this Saturday evening, August 1st, 6 p.m. outdoors at the Yawkey House Museum, 403 McIndoe Street. And then the next day, Sunday, August 2nd at noon at the Lee Yawkey Woodson Art Museum, Franklin and 12th on Wausau's east side. Michael, you were mentioning that the budget for the fine arts got slashed in Florida, where your group is based now. And that seems to be something that happens a lot during economic downturns. The things that make life special, the fine arts, the things that really add a quality, a certain quality to our lives, those are the things that go first.
Yeah, it's a shame because what I've read is that nationally, 20% of arts organizations will go out of business within the next year or two. You've already seen the Baltimore Opera has folded. I don't know if any groups in Wisconsin have folded, but it's everywhere. It's really a shame. In Florida, the state was going to cut all arts fundings, and we're hoping that they'll reinstate $11 million. It had gone from 2006, where it was $50 million for the arts, down to about $2 million, which it's a shame because the arts really generate business. There's proven that nationally, for every dollar spent on the arts, it brings in $27 for business.
And I don't know what, for instance, Central Wisconsin, the Wausau area, would be without the Grand Theater, without the Performing Arts Foundation, without the Arts Block Complex, the Center for the Visual Arts, the Woodson Art Museum. All of that puts this entire area on the map in a way that other communities this size simply don't have a chance to even aspire to.
Yeah, I was around when the Performing Arts Foundation was founded, and it was a wonderful thing to happen, to have culture being highlighted and supported in Wausau. And I know Jim O'Connell, and he's very supportive of us and all of the arts organizations and museums, and Marathon County Historical Society and the Woodson Art Museum and the CVA. We played there last year. But the arts and culture are really like the heartbeat of humanity. And to have people not supported, especially our government, it really is a shame.
And the sad thing is, too, when it's gone, when a lot of these orchestras fold, they fold for good.
Yeah.
It's over. And we've lost not only a certain quality of life, we've lost a part of our very identity in the process.
Well, you've lost your humanity. The arts are not being taught in public schools as much as they were when I was growing up. I mean, I had a wonderful orchestra program at Wausau Senior High, and people don't know who Beethoven is anymore, or George Gershwin even. So it really is important that people have the arts available.
I was listening to a local educator at the Wausau Rotary Club, and he was mentioning that one of the problems is that academics right now, everything is tested for. So maybe if we could come up with some kind of objective tests for art appreciation. Test whether or not people can identify scales by sound, or identify different modes, or different different sounds, or different composers. Maybe there'd be a way to come up with an objective testing criterion, and that, you know, I'm just talking off the top of my head, but maybe that's a way to get it reintroduced into the curriculum.
Well, I think a lot of times creativity is sort of squished out of people, out of kids, and there's so much testing involved and so much homework and so much, you know, day-to-day activity, and, you know, everybody is online, internet and cell phones, and there's so much sort of technological chatter, and they lose their heart. They lose what's important to them, and, you know, kids should have music and poetry and art and dance and the opportunities to explore that and to be creative.
We heard some Gershwin in the last half hour, and you've got some more for us. And again, that's something new this year. You're playing some pop standards, some jazz standards by some great American composers this year.
Yeah, we're going to be doing another piece by George Gershwin, and then later we're going to be doing a Cole Porter song. And these are really, they're iconic American works. And this one is by George Gershwin called The Man I Love.
Man I Love, George Gershwin, performed by the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, Michael Andrews on cello, Sarah Schreffler on violin, Robert Schubert on violin, Matt Michalik on viola. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We'll be back with more live music and conversation after this.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from UMR, providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. Those phone numbers again, if you want to talk to Michael Andrews, 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. Michael and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble back in the Wausau area for the fourth annual South Beach Up North Concert Tour. You can see two free concerts Saturday evening, this Saturday, 6 p.m., the Yawkey House Museum, 403 McIndoe, and then the following Sunday, August 2nd at noon at the Lee Yawkey Woodson Art Museum. Michael, let's get right back into some more music.
Okay, we're going to be doing another piece by Leroy Anderson. And Leroy Anderson was a wonderful composer. He lived in the Boston area, and he composed music for the Boston Pops, I believe. And I'm sure everybody has heard some of his music somewhere, The Typewriter or Sleigh Ride. And this is a wonderful song that we just found last year called Forgotten Dreams.
Thank you.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Route 51 Wisconsin Public Radio studios in Wausau on their annual South Beach Up North tour. Michael, what is it about chamber music? And I know we've touched upon this in previous years, but there is a certain intimacy about it that sets it apart from other forms of classical music.
It really is a special experience. I mean, I love going to hear Janet Planet up at the Woodson a couple weeks ago, and with having 1,000 people there on a big stage, and it's amplified, and that's wonderful. And there's room for sort of intimate experiences with music also, whether it's Cole Porter or Leroy Anderson or Pamela Marshall. Just having sort of, it's a one-on-one experience. It's like you being with Mona Lisa as opposed to you being in a stadium with Mona Lisa. You really get up close and personal with your art.
Well, it's different too from a full symphonic orchestra where you can think of something like the William Tell Overture. You know, that's a cliche, but you know the thundering, the incredible sound that a symphony can generate. But just by virtue of having all those pieces on that stage, again, there's a certain intimacy that's lost.
Yeah, well, with a string quartet or a piano trio or a piano quintet. It really is. It's one person on a part. So you really hear individuals with their personality coming through. When you're listening to an orchestra, and I also play in an orchestra, so I love orchestra playing. It's a different kind of experience, whether you're performing or listening. And I think there's room for everything. I think we need to all be open to all kinds of cultural experiences. And I think chamber music fits the niche where it is. It's more personal and private.
And you were mentioning, Janet Planet's jazz group. And what does that have in common with a chamber orchestra? Well, the number of pieces on stage.
Sure.
You know, you have a guitar, you have a bass, you have a piano, you have drums, maybe four or five musicians. And that seems to be the mode for musical expression that really reaches people in the pop field for America right now. You know, it's the small groups. It's not the big bands anymore the way it was in our father's age. So maybe there's a chance that with small groups like chamber orchestras, chamber ensembles, you'll be able to spread classical music to a wider audience because they're already used to hearing from small groups.
Right. It's really interesting because, we are a small group, and we can also, as the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, we can go with the flow a little more easily than, say, a grand opera company or a big orchestra. We really can accommodate people and our times. And, if an opera group has to cut $500,000, that's huge for them. But for us, we can accommodate what's happening right now.
And let's face it, that's the reason a lot of the big bands don't exist anymore. It's very expensive to take 30 pieces on the road and perform.
Sure.
Much easier logistically to do it with a small group.
Well, and even nowadays, there was a conflict on Broadway. You know, they wanted to use artificial orchestras, technology to replace us. And, you can't replace live music.
If you're going to see a live play, you should probably see some live musicians, too.
Exactly.
Michael, what else is in the hopper this afternoon?
Well, we have a Cole Porter piece. Cole Porter was a wonderful composer, and one of his most famous pieces is The Beguine, and this is a wonderful arrangement featuring our wonderful violist from Lawrence University, Matt Michalik.
Thank you.
Matt Michalik on viola, taking the lead on Begin, the Beguine. Michael, we're just about out of time. Must be great to get up here every year and see old friends, though.
It's really wonderful coming up here. I love Wausau and such great friends and colleagues, and I appreciate you, Glenn. We really love being here.
Well, we appreciate having you here, and I enjoy doing a show like this. It's a nice break from all of the politics and all of the talk, and I'm sure the audience doesn't mind either. Our listeners at Wisconsin Public Radio, just wonderful people to work with.
Thank you.
We're down to our last couple of minutes here. Why don't you mind providing me with a little theme music, so that little traveling music, as Jackie Gleason would say?
And we would love to. And this is a wonderful piece by Carlos Gardel, who was an Argentine composer. It's a tango, and it's called Por Una Cabeza. And people might know this from, it was featured in the movie The Scent of a Woman.
All right, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. Michael and all of you, thanks so much for being with us
Thank
again
you.
Today. And we want to thank today's guests, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, with its leader and cellist Michael Andrews, Sarah Schreffler on violin, Robert Schubert on violin, and Matt Michalik on viola, bassist Cindy Blandino, composer Pamela Marshall, and poet Carlos Pintado. A reminder, you can catch the South Beach Chamber Ensemble this weekend in two free concerts this Saturday evening, August 1st, 6 p.m., at the Yawkey House Museum, 403 McIndo Street. Sunday, August 2nd at noon at the Lee Yawkey Woodson Art Museum, Franklin and 12th Streets. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Kelson Quisler. Next week on Route 51, we talk about the issue of poverty with the participants of a conference in Wausau, August 6th and August 7th, on understanding and overcoming poverty in Wisconsin. Thanks again for riding with us today. Until next week, we're heading, or maybe we're tangoing, out of town. Good night, everybody. Thank you.